USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Today, former President Trump's son, Eric, testified in the civil trial against the Trump Organization. This follows testimony yesterday from his brother, Don Jr.
The banks in question made hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, think about this, right? They are not claiming that they are victims. They are not saying that they were misled.
The state accuses Eric, Don Jr., the former president, and other organization members of inflating financial statements for advantageous loans, insurance policies, and deals. They have all denied the allegations. President Biden reports that over 70 Americans have successfully left the conflict-ridden Gaza region. There are expectations for additional American evacuations from Gaza in the upcoming days. The Rafah border crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed to allow up to 500 people to cross daily. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel amid the ongoing conflict.
I am convinced that American diplomacy can make a difference in moving everyone to a better place. That's what we're working to do.
He said that during his visit, he will engage with Israeli leaders on specific measures to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. Navy Admiral Lisa Franchetti has become the first woman to lead the U.S. Navy as Chief of Naval Operations. She will also be the first female to hold a permanent position on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Her nomination, which was delayed due to Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on confirmations, has now been confirmed by the Senate. Tuberville's protest pertains to Pentagon abortion policies. DoorDash is trying out a new policy regarding non-tipping customers, cautioning them about potential delays in their deliveries. Users will encounter a pop-up disclaimer within the app, notifying them that their food may take longer to arrive. The adjustment comes as drivers have the option to select orders based on their payout. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Two congressmen from bordering states are joining together to ask for additional funding to support the first responders tasked with managing a surge in illegal immigration. Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego and Texas Republican Michael McCaul have sent a letter to the head of the House Appropriations Committee outlining the challenges faced by local police and fire departments. Those challenges include pursuits by migrant smugglers that frequently result in accidents. A 14-year-old student has created a new kind of soap that he hopes could potentially be used to treat skin cancer someday.
Haman Bekele, who is a high school student in Fairfax, Virginia, emigrated to the U.S. from Ethiopia when he was four, and he created the soap.
It's called SCTS, and that stands for Skin Cancer Treating Soap. Its main purpose is to treat minor forms of skin cancer.
And not only is it effective, it's affordable.
It only costs as low as $8.50 in comparison to modern-day skin cancer treatments, which the average price of skin cancer treatment is almost $40,000.
Haman earned the title of America's Top Young Scientist and a $25,000 prize last month after his innovation won first place in the 3M Young Scientist Challenge. That challenge gives 5th through 8th grade students the chance to change their world for the better with a single innovative idea. And Haman is well on his way. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.